How many millions of light years. Amen. Romans 8 and 1, going to read from the first verse down to the 14th verse. Amen. The scripture this morning. Amen. May God bless you. Hope that the Word of God, amen, feeds your soul. Amen. Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That, or for the purpose, if you will, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell. The key word there is dwell in you. Amen. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this morning for the privilege one more time to be in Your house. And God, to stand before this people. May You, God, speak through us as the oracle of Thee. May Your Word, God, find good ground. May we speak, God, with the Spirit and the life that You have given us. Hallelujah. May we, God, declare Your counsel. And may, sir, we, God, walk in that which You lead us. May we be a leadable people, instructable, sir, guidable, sir, humble, obedient, that we may, God, hear Your voice, be led by Your Spirit, be enabled thereby, that we may walk in the light and the counsel of heaven, fulfilling the will of God, manifesting Christ to a lost and a dying world. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask it, give You the praise and the glory. And everybody said amen. Simple topic, led by the Spirit. Amen. There's just a lot of people today that don't even hardly believe in the Spirit of God. We got multitudes that'll follow after a dead letter. Amen. They simply have come to believe, amen, that man can, by hearing the Word of God, can within himself, amen, just fulfill the law of God. Amen. Nothing is further from the truth than that. That is a complete and out-and-out lie. Amen. If that was the case, Jesus would have never had to went and died on an old rugged cross. He simply would have had, amen, some man to pin down the Word of God, give it to man, and man then takes care of all that from there. Amen. The Word of God said it's not by might. Amen. Matter of fact, I believe to be the motto that we've used for years at this church, not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. That was the word spoken to Zerubbabel. Amen. When he facing impossible odds. Amen. It wasn't going to be Zerubbabel's ability. It wasn't going to be his strength. It wasn't going to be the strength of the children of Israel. Amen. Because if had it been to that, they would have been lost from the beginning. But it's by the Spirit of God. Amen. At work. Amen. There is the whole fashion, amen, of Christianity. There is the essence of the church's work. Amen. Not in that which can be attained by the flesh, but that which can only be achieved by the Spirit of God. Amen. Everything, amen, about the Christian life, amen, it centers around the Spirit of God. Amen. It is God's Spirit, amen, that hammers the Word of God home to that sinner. Amen. Makes them to know they're lost, undone, and guilty. Amen. Bring it about, amen, conviction. Without the Spirit of God, there is no conviction. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I said, without the Spirit of God, there is no conviction. If there's no conviction, there can be no repentance. Amen. I'll say that again. If there's no conviction, there's no repentance to be had. Amen. But thank God. Amen. God, amen, sent His Spirit. Amen. Because, amen, man, amen, was dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Man sinned in the garden. He died spiritually in that garden. Amen. And believe you me, dead folks just absolutely can't do a whole lot. You lay a dead man, woman up here, you can talk about them all you want to. They ain't a thing the world ain't do about it. They can't do anything about their condition. There has to be something external to them. Amen. In order for that to change. Amen. What you saying, Brother Joe? God is that otherness. Amen. That must come to that life, to that man, woman, boy, or girl. Otherwise, they still remain dead in trespasses and sins. They may be religious. Amen. Come on. The Pharisees were religious. Amen. They followed. They had the letter. Amen. But they were dead. Amen. Look how well they done. I'm telling you, Jesus said, accept your righteousness. Exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. You shall in no wise enter in. Amen. Simply put, amen, no man, no matter how well learned or how well taught, amen, if the Spirit of God is not at work, there is no salvation. There will be no righteousness of God. Amen. And there will be no eternal life. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. That's simply put the way it is. Amen. God's got to be that ultimate factor. Amen. By the Spirit. Amen. So here, amen, Romans chapter 8, Romans 8, of course, follows Romans 7. Romans 7 shows, amen, how man has fallen. Amen. And the only thing that can break, amen, that bond of sin is death. Amen. Come on. I said the only thing that the Apostle Paul said in near the end, writing by the Holy Ghost, amen, near the end of Romans 7, oh, wretched man. The word wretched means, amen, hopeless, despair. Amen. Come on. He said, well, that's what the Apostle Paul says, I am within myself. There's no hope. Amen. I'm just wretched. I'm miserable. Amen. Why? Because I wrestle against something that I cannot beat. I wrestle against that which I cannot win against. Amen. Within myself. Oh, wretched man that I am. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Amen. But he then follows it up, and the Word of God says, but thanks, amen, be to God that through Christ Jesus I have been delivered. My, my, my. Amen. In other words, Christ has come. Amen. He's set in order the process of salvation. Amen. Which is not a process of flesh. Amen. But a work of the Spirit. Amen to God. I can tell you there's not a man, there's not an organization in this world that can birth you, amen, anew in the Spirit of God and have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But God's Spirit, amen, glory to God, burst us again. Amen. Old things are passed away. Said that old man had to die. Amen. Death breaks that bond. Amen. And that new life from God comes. Amen. I stand up a new man. Amen. Born again. Amen. Not of man. Not of the blood of man. The will of man. Amen. But born again of God. Amen. God's Spirit. God's breathed again. Amen. And suddenly man. My, I'm telling you, we see the type of that, amen, in that Old Testament when he's carried out and he saw that, amen, valley full of dry bones, amen. That's the way, come on, that's the deadness that God found mankind in. That's the way he looks, amen. I'm telling you, God's Word begins to speak. Things begin to move. Bone comes to his bone. Flesh after a while by the Word. Prophesying of the Word of God. Listen. Amen. Comes. Amen. And suddenly there's bodies laying there. Sinew is upon them. Skin is on them. But they're dead. Amen. My, then He says the Spirit to come. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when the Spirit comes, amen, where the wind blows and life ensues and they stand upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Amen. I can tell you, without the Spirit, all we got is a valley full of dead bodies. Amen. But when the Spirit comes, life, there's a valley full of living beings. Amen. Woo, glory. Hold on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, without the Spirit, all you've got is a church full of dead bodies. But you add the Spirit of God. Amen. I can tell you, life ensues. Amen. I didn't say the Spirit of man. I said the Spirit of God. Amen. Nowadays, a lot of folks is adding a lot of things trying to make life. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. But there's only one real life that matters. Amen. And that's the life of God. Amen. In you and I. Amen. That's only by the Spirit of God. Amen. God's work. Amen. The whole purpose, amen, of mankind, so that God, amen, can come to Him by His Spirit, birth Him anew in the Spirit of God, and live in Him. Amen. Operate in the humanity. Amen. Glory to God, and fulfill the will of God in a human life. Amen. My, I don't know about you. Amen. There's something there that just, amen, rings my bell. Hallelujah. Amen. If we will let God, amen, the process will carry itself. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, I want to look at a few things this morning, amen, that hinder, amen, being led, amen, and operating in the Spirit of God. Amen. I want to understand something. Amen. This morning, if you read this text with me, amen, you begin to understand, amen, that God has to birth us and God has to lead us. Amen. Listen, if God don't lead me, I have no idea where to go or what to do. I know some. Oh, I do, preacher. Amen. Yeah, you do. Amen. But where that heads? Amen. I'm telling you, listen, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. I hear the, amen, my Baptist brethren put their signs out by the road and says, amen, I'm practicing Christianity. Amen. I'm telling you, why don't you just, amen, allow the Spirit of God, amen, to work, amen, the Christian life in you and I. Amen. Let me listen to what He says. Let me read His Word and let the Spirit come. Amen. Turn the light on. Amen. And let the Word of God germinate. Amen. In my spirit. Amen. And bring forth the fruit. Amen. That God intends from the beginning. Amen. My. God don't sow intellectual pearls. God sows seed. Amen. In the life of the believer by the Word of God. Amen. It's by the Word of God that I come to understand that I'm lost. Amen. It's by Amen. Listen, not only the Word of God, but the Word of God in conjunction with the Spirit of God. Amen. Hammered home. And amen. God's given to every man the measure of faith. Amen. That measure of faith, when that Word of God comes by the Spirit of God, stands up and says, that's right. Amen. God's right. I'm wrong. Amen. Then there comes an ultimatum. Amen. I must then make a decision. Am I going to do what God said? Amen. Come to God in confession and repentance. Amen. God said, if you'll come, amen, confess your sins. If you'll come humble, amen, glory to God, I'll wash you in the blood. Amen. I'll fill you with my Spirit. I'll give you life. Amen. Hallelujah. Nowadays, amen, but listen, I think that, amen, conversions are taken very lightly. Amen. A conversion is not somebody just saying they've been saved if there has not been a divine transaction. Come on with me. If there has not been a divine transaction, if God has not changed that life, amen, there has been no real conversion. There might be, amen, an emotional state. There might be a mental thing going on. Amen. But listen, it's got to go further than that. Amen. It's got to go beyond my mindset. It's got to go beyond my emotions. There has to be a drastic, amen, work of God in the life of a human being. Amen. And glory to God, there then comes, amen, a quirk of a cross and the death of an old man that is in every way set against God. Come on. Amen. Except that dies, amen, then that life, that new life does not have the vitality that God intends. Amen. Listen, the Word of God said the double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways. You can't serve, Jesus says, no man can serve two masters. Amen. God love one, despise the other. What are you saying, Brother Job? Amen. There, in order for that Christian life to be what it's supposed to be, there has to be the death of self. Amen. And the life of God. That has to be a conjoined thing that has to be simultaneous. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you something. That old man dies. That new man living. Amen. Loves what God loves. Hates what God hates. Amen. Looks to God. Loves God. Desires to please God. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I can tell you a lack of that vitality in the church stems, amen, from lack of not having a biblical relationship, amen, with God. Amen. Come on with me. I said it stems from not having a biblical relationship with God. Amen. You read in your Bible and you watch the characters of the Word of God. I can tell you when the Word of God, amen, when men and women allowed God, amen, to live and to work in them as God ordained. Amen. I can tell you there was a drastic change in who they were and what they done and what their possibilities were. Amen. I can tell you we find Abraham. Amen. He's led out of Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. He leaves that place. I can tell you it's a horrible place. It's a place of sin. Amen. He didn't know where he's going. Amen. But he's believed this God. Amen. The God that has spoken to him. Amen. He's got a relationship with him. He's got such a strong relationship. And the Spirit of God, so has it worked. Amen. Upon the life of Abraham. Amen. That he pulls up his roots. And he leaves everything. Amen. That he knows. And he heads somewhere. Amen. Where he's never been. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Talk about the Spirit of God. Amen. Listen, the Spirit of God, amen, will move us into realms. Amen. We will never arrive at without the Spirit of God. Amen. Come on. Every missionary that's ever went, amen, in the will of God has went because the Spirit of God has caused them, amen, to pull up, amen, pack up, and go where they've never been. Go to a people they had no idea who they are, amen, as far as the natural man is concerned, amen, because God is so at work in their life, they are being led by the Spirit of God. Come on. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. When the Spirit of God's allowed to work, amen, we'll become the missionaries that God intends us to be. Amen. God can then lead us. God can burden us. Amen. God can equip us. Amen. And we can go not in our ability, but in the ability of God. Amen. Abraham went. Took him a while to shake off all. Listen, get you up. Get you out from from your place where you live. Out from among your kindred. God is separating him a man out. Amen. When Abraham has arrived, amen, in the land of Canaan. Amen. The Word of God, amen, standing there in the back of Abraham is Ai. Amen. The front of him is Bethel. Amen to God. He's turned his face away from the heap of ruins. Come on with me. Amen. He's had such an exchange with God. Amen. That he's turned his back. Amen. On the world and on sin. Amen. Ai. That's what it all represents. That heap of ruins. It's all going to wind up there sooner or later. Amen to God. But he's got his face towards Bethel. That's the house of God. He's listening to God. He's led by God. Oh, hallelujah. That's why he's got favor with God. That's why he's called a friend of God. Hallelujah. Woo! I want to be the friend of God, don't you? Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. Amen. I feel like preaching. Amen. God must lead us. Amen. Surely, as God, amen, the children of Israel, amen, God had made promises to Abraham, amen, and showed him, amen, that look here, amen, there's going to 400 years down the road, they're going to go to Egypt, and 400 years or so is going to ensue, amen. But God said, I'm going to visit them. Whoa, come on with Brother Joe. God said, I'm going to visit them. I ain't going to leave them down there forever. Amen. Come on. Yeah, God had to find his man for that too, didn't he? Amen. Took some doing. Amen. Come on. God's biggest, amen, issue has always been getting humanity, amen, to come to the place where God can do what he wants to do in their life. Amen. Took him a while to get Moses. Amen. Moses thought he'd do it on his own, made a big mess out of things. Amen. He spent 40 years on the back of a desert. Amen. He thought he could handle it to start with. Next time God comes to see Moses, amen, Moses realized that I ain't the man. I can't do it. Amen. He come to the right knowledge. Come on, Brother Joe. Until I know that I can't do it, amen, I can tell you I'm going to be nothing but a mess. Amen. I can't do it, but God can. Amen. I said we can't do it, but God can. Hallelujah. If we will allow Christ, amen, to live in us, amen, we can say with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. God, them children of Israel, God's going to lead them out. They're not being. Moses goes, but God's leading Moses. Amen. Moses is just a type of Christ in that situation, an intermediary. Amen. He's just the one that God's speaking through. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. So God sends Moses back to Egypt. Amen. Signs and wonders ensue. Amen. I can tell you, Moses. Amen. Look here. Them children of Israel had come to the knowledge by the time Christ has arrived on the face of the earth. Amen. They think Moses gave our fathers bread. They have Moses being the perpetrator of the miracles. Amen. Jesus straightens them out and says, Moses gave not your fathers that bread, but my Father. Amen. Jehovah, amen, gave your fathers that bread. Amen. They ate it. And they're dead. Amen. What's he saying? They satisfied the flesh, but they missed a deeper thing. Amen. They could have had spiritual life. Come on with me. Amen. I can tell you they died. Amen. Listen, I can tell you there's a lot of folks. Amen. I believe Brother Turner, amen, the last message I downloaded. Amen. I don't know if I put it up on the church website or not. Amen. Don't die in the wilderness. Amen to God. Amen. A lot of people going to die. Amen. When the life giver stands before them and says, turn yet my reproof and live. Amen. My. It will just let God. I must know I'm not the one that can, but Christ, amen, will deliver me, will enliven me, amen, and enable me to walk with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. The children of Israel are going to be carried out. God's going to lead them. Amen. They're not wandering out there, amen, trying to go to Canaan. Their own God didn't even take them the way that man would have taken. Got them over there and got them all killed. Amen. Because they'd all turned scattered out in that wilderness and all died off. Amen. When they got to the fierceness of the land of the Canaanites. Amen. Believe me, the Canaanites were more fierce than the Egyptians were. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. So God led them through a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. Here, Brother Joe, God's leading us through one right now. Amen. We live in a waste, howling wilderness. We live in a world that is not conducive unto life. Everything about this world hates life. It embraces death. Come on, yeah. Is it any surprise why them folks want to kill unborn babies? No. Death is what they are. Amen. Come on. Amen. But God's the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Amen. God embraces life. Let me embrace the God of life. Amen. And live. Amen. So that, amen, them children of Israel are being led out. God led them across, amen, a Red Sea. That's a type of the blood. Amen. He done it. Isn't that wasn't some man's work. Amen. It's a supernatural work of God. God blew the winds. Amen. The wind stood that water back upon its edge. Amen. Come on. Everything we see, amen, in the leadership, amen, and in the guidance of the children of Israel, it's not the work of men. It's the divine work of God. Amen. Come on with me. I said it's the divine work of God. Amen. God blows the waters back. Amen. God gives Moses command. He holds that rod. That's the type, amen, of the Word of God giving commandment to the elements. Come on with me. Amen. What manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves do obey Him? Amen. Oh, that's the Ebo Kusaya. Oh, that's the water rolled back. Amen. The Word of God said they went across on dry ground. Amen. Whoa! Come on, Brother Joe. I don't know. You've probably been to a river beds where the waters have receded. I'm going to tell you what. It takes some kind of drying to dry that out. But my Bible indicates that, amen, just a little while, God dried that seabed out. Amen. Oh, come on with me. Amen.
And listen, God has already led them. Here's the children of Israel. They come up against that Red Sea. Amen. Amen. The Red Sea's on one side. Amen. God, amen. Pharaoh's army pursuing in the rear. Amen. That cloud that's leading them just simply picks up, moves on back there. Amen. Come on. Woo. Amen. What does the Word of God say? Amen. I'll be your rear reward. What is that? That's what covers you. Amen. From the backside. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. I'll just make sure the devil don't come sneaking upon you. Amen. From the back and overcome you. Come on. Amen. God just moved that cloud. Amen. Back there. Amen. Between them old Egyptians and the children of Israel. Amen. And God began to deal with Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. And said, stretch that rod out. Amen. God can do, aren't you glad God can do more than one thing at a time? Amen. Come on. We try to limit God. I'm telling you, a limitless God. Amen. I don't care how many millions are praying to Him. In a moment, God can hear every last one. Amen. Answer every last prayer. Amen. Never get tired. Never have to sleep. Never have to rest. Come on with me. I love a God like that. Amen. Listen, as powerful as the United States is, it does not have limitless resources. Come on. Matter of fact, we probably in the last few years have found ourselves stretched kind of thin, amen, because of so many fronts. Amen. But one thing I know about God, amen, you'll never stretch Him too thin. Amen. Amen. Don't matter how many times the devil's raging on how many fronts, God's still able to counter every last one of them. Amen. And intervene in every last situation. Amen. My. Amen. So I can cry to Him in the midnight. It don't matter how many around the world, amen, are crying to Him. Amen. I can tell you, He still hears. My ear's not heavy that it cannot hear, and my hand not short that it cannot save. Ooh, glory. Yes. Ooh. I am the everlasting God. Behold, I am the ever-living God. Behold, wait on me, saith the Lord, for they that wait upon me shall mount up with wings as eagles, like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, saith the Lord. I that keep Israel, neither sleep nor do I slumber. But behold, my eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth, beholding the good and the evil, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, aren't you glad that you can have somebody like that on your side? Amen. Oh, but I know the devil comes. The biggest trick the devil plays on the saints of God is trying to get them to lose the revelation inside of who God is. Amen. And try to act like He's bigger than God. Come on. Hey, that's the whole trick about Goliath in the Valley of Elah. Hey, those folks that didn't have no faith, they have no revelation of who God is. Therefore, Goliath looks bigger than God. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. We're not careful. We'll let the giants that we face in this world look bigger than God is. Amen. Come on. Oh, there's neither height nor depth, principalities nor powers, things present, things to come, nor any other creature that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God. I tell you this morning, He's big enough. Used to sing that song with little many years ago. Quite a few years ago. Amen. My God's big enough. Take care of all of my troubles. He's big enough to calm all of my fears. Amen. How big is He? Well, He's so big you can't go around Him. Amen. He's so high you can't go over Him. He's so low you can't go under Him. So you just go in at the door. Amen. But He said if you'll go in and out there, you'll go in and out and find green pasture. Amen. You can find a river. Amen. That's a flowing that'll give you peace. Amen. You can lay down beside them still waters. Amen to God. And know the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Ooh, hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. God led Israel. When Balak wanted to discourage the children of Israel, amen, he went and found him a renegade prophet by the name of Balaam. Amen. Balaam's got a little problem. I think Balaam's after a little wealth or something. Amen. And so Balak comes and first he's not getting having any results. And so Balaam essentially gives in to go with old Balak. Amen. Now Balak's a corrupt king. Amen. He's a false god, so worships false gods. Amen. But he's religious. Come on, I said he's religious. Amen. So he takes Balaam. Amen. They offer sacrifice. They have their little worship service. Amen. And he sends Balaam up on the top of a mountain. Amen. Matter of fact, Balaam, before he's through, amen, talks off the top of three mountains, or three mountain peaks, amen, that are near Baal Peor. Amen. Come on. Amen. He's trying to get on that high place. Amen. And shout down. Amen. But listen, I want to tell you what Balaam didn't understand is that what God's blessed cannot be cursed. Amen. I said, what God's blessed cannot be cursed. Amen to God. And so after they'd offered their sacrifices and had their worship service, Balaam, amen, rises up and begins to speak. But in other words, amen, rather than cursing coming from his mouth, amen, he's speaking blessing. Amen. In one of his passages, listen, amen, that didn't work. Amen. So he goes and they have another worship service and another time. Amen. They go up another mountain peak and that didn't work. So they went up, had another worship service and went up to another mountain peak. Amen. Come on. And I can tell you, I can hear the voice and the words. Amen. As Balaam looked down from that mountain and there's that pillar of cloud that's moving through that valley. Amen. That's got to be one magnificent sight. And he says there's a shout of a king amongst them. Amen. Ain't something in that camp. Come on with Brother Joe. I read just a couple of days ago, amen, that the Palestinians are saying, amen, their God's interfering with our rockets. Yeah. Whoa, hallelujah. Said we shoot them one way and they turn another. I said, God ain't got no problem with that. Amen. I read accounts of the Yom Kippur War, the Six-Day War. Amen. Where pilots knew that they had missed their target, but miraculously their missiles found their targets. Amen. All of us have probably heard the story. How did a handful of the Israeli soldiers captured near a battalion, amen, of the enemy, Egyptians, amen. Where's the rest of that army? We heard boot, amen, crushing in the sand by the millions, amen. I got a bullseye, amen. You heard the angels of God, amen, marching through that desert, amen. You done wise to surrender, amen, else you'd have probably been totally wiped out. Come on with Brother Joe. Yes, God is still the same God that He was, amen, when them lepers decided to march into the camp, amen, and found that camp empty. Come on. He's the same God that knows how to smite that enemy dead, amen, in the middle of the night. He's the same God that put a hook in Sennacherib's nose, turning back, amen, to His evil house of worship, and His own Son slays Him there. Come on with Brother Joe. God led him. That pillar of fire, I'm sure that had to be some kind of sight. Amen. Look down that valley at night and there's a pillar of fire. Amen. A burning down there going up into the heavens. Believe you me. Amen. Listen. Well, Brother Joe, you think it frightened folks? Well, here's accounts of Rahab. Amen. When the spies come to spy out the land. Amen. What did she say? Since we heard, amen, how God brought you through the Red Sea, great fear has come upon all of the inhabitants of this land. Here's Jericho, an extremely fortified city. Amen. A wall so wide that you could drive several chariots around the top of those walls at one time. Believe you me, amen, man probably didn't have any armament that would have took those walls down. It seemed like an impenetrable fortress. Amen. But God simply marches His children around that thing. Amen. 6 times in 6 days. Amen. And on the 7th day, they marched around that thing. Amen. 7 times. Come on, Brother Joe. Stopped and shouted. And when they did what man could not do, amen, with all of his ingenuity and all of his ability, God done it in a few minutes. He took down those walls, amen, around that city. Amen, their fortification fell apart. Amen. Oh, but one little portion, Brother Joe believes, and that's the house of Rahab sitting there with a scarlet cord hanging out the window, hanging down the wall. My God, I'm telling you, amen, her house is secure. Amen. Why? Because the God, amen, that's taking down the walls, amen, knows who she is. And she stood, amen, with God when it wasn't convenient. And God standing with her winds up in the lineage of David. Great, great, great mother of David. Amen. My. If you read, amen, Luke's rendition, amen, of the lineage of Christ goes right on back through, amen, Rahab, amen, or David, right on back through Rahab and all the way back to Adam. Amen. Whoa! He's tied. Amen. Why? Because he had to be. Amen. He must be a near kinsman. Amen to God. Hallelujah. He must lead us. We can't be led. We don't know where to go. Amen. We have no idea what to do except God lead us. Amen. David, amen, inquired of the Lord. And God said to him, get you over, amen, by the mulberry bushes. Amen. And when you get over there, David, amen, y'all don't do anything. Listen, don't do anything until you see a going in the tops of the mulberries. Woo! And God said, when you see that, ask me. You can rise up and come on. Amen. I'll go before you in the battle. Amen. Sang that song that Helen does. I've loved that song for years. The battle's not mine. Said little David, Lord, it's thine. I'm in your favor. Giving it all to you, Lord. Amen. I know not what to do. Oh, hallelujah. But God knows what to do, when to do, and how to do. Amen. Led by the Spirit of God. Amen. One of the great things that is missing, amen, is spirit leadership. Amen. Of God's people. Too many folks have relegated their leadership to, amen, to a man. Amen. Or just to dead letters. Amen. Come on, Brother Joy. Ain't compounding the Word of God. This Word of God is not the Word of God without the Spirit. Come on. I'll say it will not do what God intended it to do, except that the Spirit of God is at work in the... Listen. There had a justice word. And we have... I believe in the theory or the theology, if you will, whatever of the Supreme Court, original intent. Amen. Most good conservative, amen, justices will follow original intent. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It's simply to the best of their ability, amen, to interpret the Constitution of what they believe that the original writers were intending to convey in the words of the Constitution. I think that's the words in the spirit of the law. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. What are you saying? I'm simply saying, amen, that the same one that inspired the writer, amen, to write this book. Amen, come on. Amen. Holy man of old, is that, amen, listen, spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. That's what your Bible said. Amen. We have a more sure word of prophecy, and that you do well, that you take heed, as unto the day star, and the day star arise in your hearts. So come on. Hey. Amen. Peter said we got a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. The one that's speaking is the one that's going to bring it to pass. Amen. You can't get no surer than that. Amen to God. God said, I have spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? Amen. So the same Spirit, amen, that inspired the writer, amen, must also inspire the reader. Amen. And I'm sure there's not a one of us in Bible study that have it at times. We've read the same passage many times. Amen. And all of a sudden, it just jumps off the page. It's like it comes to life and stands there in 3D, living color. Amen. And it's made your understanding just to come alive. Amen. And revelate. Amen. What God is saying. That's the work of the Spirit of God. Amen. So, if I'm going to properly, amen, study the Word of God, amen, and apply the Word of God, it must be under the leadership of the Spirit of God. Amen. The same lie. That way, I'm listening. If the Spirit of God is doing the revelating, amen, and doing the inspiration, amen, come on, Brother Joe, then there will be no confusion. Amen. Come on with me. God will not inspire one to believe this, inspire another one to believe that. Brother Joe, then why we got all these denominations? Hello, flesh. Hello, man who begins by his intellect. Come on, you hear, Brother Joe. He thinks he's smart enough, amen, to interpret the Word of God. Amen. We write the Word of God says, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Show yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Amen. Paul writing to Timothy, rightly, the only way that it can rightly divide the word of truth is just the Spirit of God is doing the dividing, is doing the revelating. Amen. You let man do it, he's going to butcher up what God, amen, has done perfectly. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. That's why Amen. We got a lot of these folks want 10,000 translations of the Bible. I was showing Brother Tony this morning 5 instances, amen, in the New King James Version where they changed the word by to the word through. Amen. What do they do that for? They take it away from the deity of Christ. Amen. God didn't work through Christ. He is deity. He worked by Christ. God works through you and I. I'm not deity. Amen. Come on. Deity must live in me. Amen. He's working through me by His Spirit that is living in you and I. Come on. Oh, my God. That takes us alive. Out of that comes the supernatural work of God. Out of that comes, amen, no bias. Out of that comes no, amen, confusion. Out of that comes no differentiation. Out of that comes no hypocrisy. Come on. That's pure. That's my. If God's imparting all of that to you and I, He's not beating one thing and one another. Amen. Oh, He's given every one of us Christ. And He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. I picked that to close. I know. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. To be carnally minded is death. God must lead us. Amen. The only thing that old man can lead us into is more sin. Amen. All the good intention. Listen, the Apostle Paul makes that clear. The good that I would do, I do not. Come on. And that which I would not do, that evil I would not do, somehow I've seen that he's talking about man trying to do God's will in the flesh. Amen. That's exactly the results that happens. Amen. Brother, somebody said to me, how come all these churches are embracing all these falsehoods about God? I said, because they left the leadership of the Spirit a long time ago. Amen. They quit being led by the Spirit of God, and they're led by a carnal mind trying to interpret that Word of God. Amen. But they're trying to interpret it outside of comparing it to Christ. Amen. And they're playing games. Come on. Amen. They buy into the lie of the devil. Amen. That's why, amen, they set abomination in their pulpits. Amen. That's why, amen, by the millions today, they'll draw like flies. I see where, amen, a pretty boy is coming to Pensacola here shortly. That's what I call him anyway, whatever his name is, from Texas. Amen. I said, be amazing how many folks will drag off down there to hear, amen, a man speak that I'm telling you, he's a babbler. Amen. He's speaking a lot of stuff that don't make any sense. Amen. Come on. I can tell you, I have no use for a fella. I listened to him, one of the first times I ever listened to him. My wife said, what are you listening to? I said, I'm listening to this man for 10 minutes. He ain't said a thing yet. Amen. Joel Osteen, I'll name his name for you. No matter to me. Amen. Listen, he's the church in Pensacola. I see you do us an advertisement for. I said, man, I wouldn't set my foot in that place. Amen. One thing that I do know, God ain't there. Amen. Understand something. Amen. We live in an age when men, the Word of God, they're the very fulfillment of the Word of God and hadn't figured it out yet. Amen. Heaping to themselves, teachers having itching ears. Amen. They want to hear something glib. Amen. They don't want to hear the thing that says, amen, that old man's got to die. Amen. We don't want to hear anything about a cross. Come on. Amen. I can tell you the Apostle Paul said, if I'm going to glory, I'm going to glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby or by which means. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If you can't tell me, I done said it. If that old man can't be kept crucified, amen, we'll never have that new man fulfill the will of God. No man can serve two masters. You can't have it both ways. I guess I can hear old Brother Nolan at least sing that song till the day I die. Hey man, the old brother preaching, I used to listen to him going to work on in the mornings, come on at 6:30 or somewhere along in there. Hey man, must Christ bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Nay, there's a cross for you and there's a cross for me. Jesus said, except a man, amen, deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Oh, that means I got to be led, does it not? Then he cannot be my disciple. Listen, when God said you cannot be his disciple except we do certain, then you just cannot be. Amen. And it's not because just God said it. It's because it's impossible to happen. Amen. If that old man don't die, hey, listen, I'm not the mortifier. Amen. I follow Christ. As long as I decide to follow Christ, that old man's going to die. Amen. If I quit, listen, that's the whole portion about being led. Amen. I can never be led by God until I decide to simply to follow Him and let Him lead me. And the moment I do, I turn away from the way of that old man. Amen. No longer is he leading me. Amen. And effectually following Christ, that old man dies on the cross. I identify with Christ. I'm going with Jesus. I'm going to the cross with Him. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. I died with Him. Amen. From the foundation of the world and been resurrected with Him in the newness of life. Amen. Let me hurry and hush. Amen. Today, amen, we must be led. Every day we must be led by the Spirit of God. And unless I, amen, deny everything about the flesh, being led by the Spirit of God becomes an impossibility. Amen. The reason, I remember, amen, the old brother crawls up in the hollow log. And he says it takes a while for him to get still. Amen. He simply... Amen. Wait until he's quiet and every vestige of that old man. And then he can hear that still small voice from heaven. Amen. Elijah's run. Amen. At Jezebel's threat. He's run here in the cave. He's hunting God. Listen, I can tell you, everybody will get there sooner or later. That enemy will come. You'll get a little disoriented. Amen. He said, an earthquake has come. God's not in the earthquake. Amen. Storm, the wind blew, he's not there. Amen. Fire, he's not there. But suddenly, there's a still small voice, and he knows God's there. God's been there all along. Amen. What's been wrong? He's been looking at all the wrong things. Amen. You see, if we'll get quiet with God, listen, I must be led by Him. Amen. Most of the time, my prayer is open, Lord, help me to hear Your voice. Help me hear Your voice. Why? It's of the utmost importance that I hear God. Amen. I don't want to hear self. I want to hear God. Amen. Because if I hear God, I know what the truth is. And I know which way to go. I know what to do. Amen. And where He leads me, I'll follow. Yes, I know we have this written word. We walk by faith. Amen. But I'm telling you, we got to hear from heaven. Too many times today, people are just living by letter, and they're not hearing from that dynamic. Amen. I can tell you, ain't nothing like God speaking to you and my and me in the Spirit. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, therefore, we out of that we arrive at that great hope and that great joy, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He's bearing witness with my spirit. Amen. He's communicating with me. Amen. You know, I heard many years ago that they made fun of G.W. Bush because he said God spoke to him. I said, let them go ahead and make fun. There's more peace out of hearing God speak, amen, than they can ever destroy with their laughter and their mockery. Amen. One day, amen, they're going to hear God speak. If they don't listen sooner than that, they're going to hear Him speak, but it's not going to be a good thing. Amen. I want to hear Him speak now. I want to humble myself before Him. I want to walk with Him. Amen. And then one day, I'll hear Him speak again. And He'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I was able to lead you. I was able to instruct you. And I don't know if I finish this this evening, but I want to just quickly just lay these points. Just going to call them off. To be led, one must have instruction. God must instruct me. Amen. We need inspiration. We need the Spirit of God to inspire us. We need guidance. And last but not least, if I'm going to be led by God, I'm going to have to be willing to obey God. Obedience. How can God lead the disobedient? It's impossible to lead the disobedient. They go where they want to go. You can't lead them anywhere. Amen. If I don't think I need to be taught, God can't teach me. Amen. If I think I know it all, figured it all out, then God can't do a thing with me about that. Until I come to the place where if I'm not hungry, God can't feed me. Amen. Father, I thank You this morning. I thank You for the Word of God. I thank You for Your Spirit. God that never disagrees, but God sets the Word of God ablaze, sets it alight, makes us see Christ, revelates God in clarity to us, makes us understand our need, our God, our inability, and your ability. Makes us to understand, Lord, let us follow you, and you will lead us into all truth. You will lead us in the green pastures. You will lead us beside the still waters. You will lead us through the valley. Even though we go through the valley of shadow of death, you will be with us. You'll not leave us or forsake us, but you will help us. You will strengthen us, and you will equip us to overcome the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Father, may your word find good ground and may it bring forth in abundance. In the name of the Lord. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Pray for those that are sick. Amen. Oh, that God may lead us by his mighty hand. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.